One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Gregory Samuel Warren. I am here with Sean Michael O'Brien.
Michael Patrick O'Brien.
Michael Patrick O'Brien and Timothy Curran Convey.
Junior.
Junior.
Couple of Italians.
We are The Consumers.
Does everyone in your family have two middle names?
No.
Just you?
Just me and like I think like a cousin or something. So,
but
I think
for the airlines, it's only one, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think the Patrick is the confirmation name. It's the Catholic thing.
Oh, and it just gets thrown in there.
Yeah, so that's what
at least
like,
Catholic.
I know, but some people like really will identify with it.
Interesting.
And then some are like don't. So I mean, really, I would just go around saying Sean Michael O'Brien. But I mean, it's I don't know. When I was a kid, they're like Sean Michael Patrick O'Brien. So
really, yeah, I've never
confirmation
done,
name.
Done so. Anything with my confirmation name.
Yeah, most people don't get excited about it.
It's actually John, which is my second son's name.
Oh, Jack is John.
Yeah.
Jack is always John.
Yeah, oh, he's been a fan.
That's right. We got a lot to get to this episode. Holy moly.
Big one.
Probably off the top, we should congratulate Sean O'Brien and his Buffalo Bills. He's couldn't be happier. He's got
so
all his gear on.
I got my gear. I know you guys are sick of looking at it. Just give me a couple more weeks.
No, it's fine. And, I like it. I mean, I don't know if the viewers can see. You got a giant wet spot on the front of your shirt.
I did notice that about 13 seconds ago. My dog. I got a dog. He drools, and he got me, man. He gets excited. Mm. I had to take him to his daycare, and I didn't even see it till I walked in. So I'm splashing down. So if you're on video.
That's his dog that drooled.
Yeah. How did you... As I look at it right now, it is a large spot. It is soaking. You're telling me that's all drool. And you drove here, which is at least 30 minutes away. It's still that wet, and you didn't
notice it. I just went to Randy. I went to his kitchen, and I paper toweled, and I didn't notice it, is what I'm saying, until I sat down. So it was all like
so he made it wetter.
Up.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, to try and get rid of the lines, because I think it would have been too offensive.
That's showing up on camera, Randy?
So. Okay. Might be.
Yeah, it's a little
we're all right. Right there. Yeah. So we're all right. Plus, it adds character to the sweatshirt anyways.
It does.
Yeah, it looks like you got like shot in the gut or something.
Yeah.
And I wish I would. Maybe I'd lose a few pounds.
So tell us, man. You're pretty happy about this?
Yeah, I know, gang. Thanks, man. I'm excited. I was very nervous last night. The Bills are just the biggest deal to me and my family. We just love them to death. And, you know, they don't go to Super Bowl. They go to Super Bowls and they lose, or then they just stop going to playoffs. So then Josh Allen comes in. Then they get to the playoffs. And then what happens? Who do they face?
The Kansas Chiefs. City Chiefs, yeah.
Then we get problems. And then last night's game was tough because Ravens are good, man. Ravens are a solid team.
Great
and
team.
They had a great team, absolutely. Henry's nuts. Lamar's insane. And we hung in there, you know, so.
We all did the show together the other night. The game was going on, and your nervous energy almost ruined the show for me.
Really?
I appreciate you saying that.
I think a lot of it was in my head where I was like, I can't believe.
No, he ruins a lot of stuff.
Sean is going through this. No, he was pretty cool. It was more that I knew what you were going through mentally.
Okay.
And that you were going to be up on there. And I was just like, how's this all going to play? And you did, I mean, you crushed. It was a great set.
Great crowd last. Yeah, great crowd.
Great set.
Yeah.
But I was just, I didn't understand how your brain could be in both places. Once you were up there, did you just forget about the game?
Shut off, man.
I thought you were like pretty fun to be around last night, actually.
I was good. And you guys,
I mean, it was also positive energy because as you're coming off stage, a big play happened like right before you got off stage. I was like, dude, they just sacked Lamar and they recovered the fumble real close to the goal line. I was pulling you for you. I don't care for the NFL after what they did to St. Louis twice and the Houston Oilers, who I really liked.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I really don't watch much NFL, but because of you, buddy, I've been dialed in a little bit in the playoffs.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we're invested.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my buddy Chick McGee from the Bob and Tom Show is a big Washington fan.
Yep.
And he's long suffering, so I was happy for him this weekend, too. And I think I watched Jaden Daniels play in college against Missouri, and I was like, that guy's one of the best players I've ever seen and one of the toughest players I've ever
seen. Maniac, man. Yeah. He's just out of control good.
But we are not an athletic podcast. So no.
One day.
We have a lot of consumer stuff to get to. I thought I'd tell one story because I take some shots at Sean when he does something dumb.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And I might have topped him, and you were there for it. You were kind of part of it, but it's on me. We were in Syracuse, about a week ago, mm-hmm. and it was great. Saw a lot of cool people there. Fun show at the Syracuse Funny Bone. We flew to Rochester, Sean's hometown, and I rented a car, and I drove the car to Sean's sister Colleen's house, and parked the car, got out to get them or something, and picked up Sean, and we get back in the car. And it's a hybrid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I try to start it.
Like, means you can take it in the water if you need to?
Yeah.
It flies. Amphibious.
So I try to start it, and it's dead. And I'm like, dude, the car's dead.
Dead.
I just rented this car. And they had, I was like a little skeptical of them because they were like, it's in spot 43, and it was in spot 83, you know? So I was like, these guys don't know what they're doing.
It's kind of like our podcast numbers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it episode 3? Is it 46?
There's no way to find out. Yeah. So I'm like, and he's in the car, and he's you're with me. You're like, I can't believe this. And we're like, and we got to get to Syracuse to do the gig that night. So we're freaking out. And I made a call to a couple calls to Enterprise. I called the actual branch and left a message. They weren't answering. And then I called Enterprise and got customer service. And I think I was a little rude, a little forceful.
Oh.
Because it was that thing where, like, I'm saying, hey, this is a thing, and they're real slow and going. Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing you say is, and it's like they're doing all the steps like they're supposed to, and I'm like, hey, man, I don't have time to just do all this verification. I just need you to send somebody. So they start sending somebody out, and then while they're sending somebody out, and it said they're going to take a long time to get out here, and I'm like, I'm freaking out. I was going to call AAA because I have AAA and see if they could get there faster. And then the branch calls me back, and I'm on the phone with the guy, and I'm like, "Yeah, man, you give me a car that's it's broken, you know." He's like, "Well, is the dash on? I think I'm hearing the dash." I'm like, "Yeah, dash is on. Dash is on, man." He's like, "And you can move it into gear?" I'm like, yeah. It's just not on though. It's, and he goes, "Why don't you hit the gas?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's going, man. It's going." Hybrids are so quiet. Hybrids are so quiet. Here's the thing. I thought I had done that, though.
You didn't
though.
Even try it.
No, I did. I think I did, but it must have been off when I did. I don't know what, but any way you slice it, I'm the moron and the jerk.
That's great. Okay?
But I'm, and
the idea that he heard it and was like, he's gotten that call before, right?
Yeah, he was like, and he was cool. He was so nice. He's like,
yeah, he was good.
Listen, man, I mean, you can bring it back if you don't like that type of car. I'm like, I said, I'm an idiot. I am an idiot. But yeah, like that again, Sean's in the car with
me. I'm there too, man. So I'm also just as guilty on this.
You guys.
And I'm with Greg. And it was shockingly quiet. Like, there was no turn. No, you hear a car turn over.
Yeah.
You know, so essentially all we were doing is just shutting on and off the car 40 times.
Yeah. That won't work.
Have you guys not driven or been in one of those?
I have. In fact, it happened to us like
in Seattle
a month ago.
The Jeep.
Seattle.
Yeah. But even that one had a little more noise.
Yeah, there was nothing to it.
I was just
such an idiot, man. The guy's like, it just that pause. He's like, hey, man, I think I'm hearing it. So you're saying it's the dash is on. I'm like, yeah. He goes, and can you put it into gear? I'm like, yeah, I can put it into gear. That's not what I'm talking about, buddy. I'm saying it just doesn't go. He's like, well, hit the gas. I'm like, yeah, we're
moving.
We're going.
I fixed it.
Two of us couldn't figure that out.
Yeah,
two of us.
So. I mean, but it was more on me because it was like I had already established that it wouldn't start by the time he got involved. So, yeah. You know.
And by the way, this is a 2025 Toyota Camry. So I go to Google or YouTube, like, push button won't start on the 2025. Not a lot out there. I mean, it's basically like,
we're the only two morons.
I mean, this question's never been Googled before, folks. They all start. It's a brand new
car.
We're
the only dummies.
Yeah. Seriously, that dumb. And I will defend Greg. Greg was not, he was not that bad to the first guy. That first guy was that corporate guy when he called up. And it's like, you know, how's everything going at Enterprise? We're having a good day at Enterprise today. Yeah, yeah. Hope, how's your day going? Well, thank you for calling Enterprise. Yeah. They start doing that whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Warren. I'm sorry to hear about that problem. Let me just pull
there
you
was
up.
Also,
and it's like, come on.
Yeah, there was also a language barrier.
A little bit of language barrier. Yeah.
And I need, you are, when you're in a hurry, you're like, no, I need somebody that there's no, language isn't a problem with. And you need to be more patient with people like that. That's just the way the world is.
It is.
And someday I'm going to get stuck in a foreign country, and my I'm going to be such an idiot. I won't be able to speak anything, or I'll have to go to my my French. That it's been a long time since I've college French. And if I were to, he speaks English way better than I speak French.
Right.
You know. So
Les jeux sont faits.
Oh yeah. We've been over this.
We did it.
Didn't we?
The game is up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It's,
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. You know, it's good, man. I would bring it back every episode. No, seriously.
It's the new right to charge your phone.
Oh, it's strong.
Maybe.
That would be good. Maybe. End it in French? That's so
the
classy.
The new right to charge your phone is Sean 360.
Yeah, 390.
390.
390, yeah. You're right.
See, you screwed up.
Yeah, I screwed it up too. I'm just turning into Sean.
Speaking of that, I had thank you to all the consumers listeners that came out to the shows this weekend, and one of the show, I think it was Saturday. I don't know if you were in there for this. I was like, hey, guys, wrapping up. Guys, thank you so much, whether you're a Courtney Show listener or a Ludo fan or a Consumers listener. And somebody goes, you have the right to charge your phone.
No way. Nice.
In the audience.
In the audience.
I must have been getting the shirts ready.
It got me.
Yeah, I should mention, Tim did some shows at the St. Charles Funny Bone. It's his one weekend headline in St. Louis of the year. Sean was on all the shows. I was down in Springfield, Missouri. Had a great time down there. A lot of consumers, people there.
Sold out shows, buddy.
Yeah, and Tim had some great shows. And then I came back and did the Sunday show.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. Awesome Sunday show. One
had
of the best
blast.
Sunday shows I've ever
that
seen.
That's crazy,
yeah,
man.
It was big numbers. It was fun.
Yeah, Tim ripped it all week.
And great. We have consumer T-shirts now.
Yeah.
We do not have them online yet.
Yep.
They will be on the Nate Land's going to have like a store. They're on there. They're pretty cool looking. It's the logo with a nice blue shirt. But you guys were selling them over the weekend, right?
Yeah, I made a promise that I would have them for that show. Not everybody believed it, but I pulled it off, and I'm very proud of that.
That's great, buddy.
So a handful of people got those shirts, which is great.
Yeah,
but they'll be online soon.
And I think we're going to have a Sean 390 shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have a Sean 390.
You think it's the right thing to do, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the people?
It's definitely the right thing to do.
We'll get to comments. But yeah, a lot of people very, very excited. A lot of designs floating around.
I want to take some time with the comments this week because I just been scrolling a little bit and there's some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
There's some really good stuff going on.
People are cooking.
But before we get to comments, before we get to anything else, let's get to our brand of the week. Now, this is a very special brand for a lot of reasons. The brand is Uncrustables.
There it is.
Pretty awesome. Now, this Friday, the 24th of January, is National Peanut Butter Day.
Huge.
Wow.
It's a big day for me. It should be a big day for you guys. I've built my, I built most of my life on peanut butter.
Of course you have.
Most of your life.
Most
true.
Of my life.
I mean, it sounds insane, but it's true.
I mean, I worked there. Then it became a hit special for me.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about it on the Nate Land podcast. It's an important product for me, but I thought, hey, I don't know if I want to do Jif as a brand just yet because, man, I covered a lot of that in the special, and also, I'm pretty close to it. I don't know.
It's very personal. You don't want to get that vulnerable on the podcast just 600 episodes in. You want to wait a little bit.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you can open up that side.
I could break
life.
Down. I could do
You get emotional and you can't be objective.
But it's a big day. National Peanut Butter Day is a very big day. And you know, here's the thing. I'm not gonna have another peanut butter brand. I'm not gonna do that ever. Okay.
We cleared that last week. Even for $1 million, no dice.
We already went through that. And you said you had some people that doubted me.
I did, and I defended you.
Yeah,
I did, because I think he is telling the truth.
I think there's a number. I think we made progress. We don't have to get back.
Yeah, we don't
into
have to
it.
Get back into it.
I think there's a number, and a scenario.
I just
the scenario
is GIF stays.
Is the GIF stays? It's right. That's there. Okay,
Skippy so might have a problem.
Skippy's not going to give us a half a mil if GIF's right there.
Who's to okay? say? I want to know.
You never know, man. We'll
move on. Okay. I get it.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm not going to have one of them. Okay, so I still want to do something peanut butter involved. Yeah. I didn't want to do GIF. I didn't want to do a competitor.
Let me ask you this, though. Sorry, may I? If you had to choose, if one of them had to sponsor Skippy or Peanut Butter or Peter Pan, who would you choose?
Great question.
Honest question. You can answer that.
You can't answer the question, Greg.
I don't know how to answer that.
Just trust your instincts.
Who can you stomach more of those two?
What's the lesser of two evils?
I mean, I would tell you if you were like gun to your head, we got $1 million.
Yes.
Yes. Any brand, I would probably say Justin's.
That's not what I'm asking. That's a cop out.
Justin's.
Peter Pan or Skippy. You got to take one of them.
I don't.
You do though, buddy.
No.
That's how this game is played.
I know. And I'm not playing.
It's weak.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm not playing. I'm not playing. Okay. I had to have something peanut butter related. I went to Uncrustables, which it's made by Smucker's. Smucker's owns Jif. Jif is in here. Okay. I verified that with my buddy Brazzy. Brazzy runs Smucker's.
Shout out Brazzy.
Brazzy is the biggest guy at Smucker's other than somebody named Smucker.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Smucker is the CEO. Brazzy is the COO, chief operating officer. I had breakfast with him last month when we were in Cincinnati. And we talked, and he said this is just a huge brand for these guys.
Yeah, right? No kidding.
Yeah, it's a huge brand. $1 billion in sales.
Yeah.
Annual. This is a $1 billion brand right here. It's big. We'll get into how big later. But let's talk a little bit about the history.
Let's open it up, man.
I gotta be honest. Not that big a part of my life, but the people around me. My wife, I told her we were doing Uncrustables today. She's like, yeah, we have some in the freezer. I had no idea.
What?
Both of my brothers say they eat one every single day.
Really?
Yes.
This is definitely a Chris Convy dish. I could see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just doesn't surprise me at all.
I've had, I don't know, maybe I've had two or three in my life. Isn't that crazy?
I had never had one until we picked this brand. And
same.
Wow.
They are outstanding.
Yep.
Here's the thing. I read something online because I like stuff that's toasted. I do like stuff that's toasted. So my first inclination was I put it in the toaster, ate them. Pretty awesome. Okay. I don't advise that you do that. And then I read put it in the air fryer. Put a little butter on both sides. Mm. Put it in the air fryer. Awesome. But then I just had them like you're supposed to have them, which is leave them out for 30 to 60 minutes, let them thaw. And I was like, no, that's the way to have them.
Really?
Yeah, no, that is the way to have them right there. Okay. Yeah, they are awesome. I think when it got hot, the peanut butter the jelly gets a little bit liquefied, and I'd rather have it like that.
Right. The toaster thing seems like it could be messy.
They are amazing. Before I get into some of the history, I want to just right off the bat talk about my problem with this product. Okay?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
And again, this is no disrespect to Brazzy, but I think they're disrespecting something that's very, very dear to me. Sean, pick up that package. Pick it up. Show me where the word GIF is on that package.
Oh.
I will inspect, folks. Everyone, let's just count to 10. It's not there.
Got Jif in there. Brazzy told me it's Jif peanut butter that's in there, okay? And they're just turning their back on Jif. I don't know what's going on here. I think maybe it's a little jealousy, okay? Or maybe it's Smucker's bought Jif, and they're like, hey, we're still the big dog here.
Right.
No, you're not, okay? You're not. Because here's why I can tell you you're not. There is a peanut butter only SKU, stock keeping unit, as we've talked about before. There is a peanut butter only SKU. I couldn't find it, but there at Deerberg's, but there is one. Okay, there's not a jelly only, as far as I know.
True.
What's more important?
Peanut butter.
It's the peanut butter. I'll tell you another.
Peanut butter goes in so many.
This doesn't work without peanut butter because when the original two guys who we'll get to, David Geske and Len Kretschmann, when they were developing these things before they sold it to Smucker's, they were having some problems with them. Leakage and some soaking. Okay, guess how they stopped that? They put the jelly in between two layers of peanut butter. Okay, there's two layers of peanut butter surrounding the jelly.
Genius.
Okay, and and there's that's why this is perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're taking it. I don't know. I just feel like this is important to me, right?
This is important to me. It is important to you. And this is important to me because I'm a truth seeker. And I want to get to the bottom of this.
Logic. Yeah. What is it?
Logic and why, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, here's where I have a little pushback and there is some cause for concern.
Okay.
You're telling me Smucker's, they'll put their name on there. Why would they not proudly say we're serving Jif? The reason? It's not Jif.
It is Jif.
It is Jif.
Or I'm just saying it's a little suspicious. It's a little bizarre. Wouldn't you be like, we proudly put Jif in this? Why would you just tattoo that on here?
So I was going to bring that up. You know Smucker's. You know a huge brand like this. All the money they're putting into research. If they had proof that it was going to be beneficial to put Jif on there, they would do it.
Okay,
right?
I want to address a couple things.
The only thing I can think of is that they don't want people who are loyal, God forbid, loyal to these other brands of peanut butter.
There's nobody
to say no.
let me address a couple of things.
Please do.
First of all, don't ever call my buddy Brazzi a liar again.
I didn't call him a liar.
I knew.
Don't ever call my buddy.
I'm just asking.
Now you call Brazzi a liar, and I don't like it.
Brazzi, okay? I didn't call you a liar. Greg's lying about saying that I'm lying.
Number two, okay. Nobody's looking for that other garbage. I won't even dignify the names. But
Peter Pan, and Skippy.
Maybe
great value.
Maybe what happened is they, you know, maybe before they acquired Jif, it wasn't Jif. I didn't get into that with John. And there's probably some things John can't tell me. Okay.
Oh, they didn't start using Jif until they bought it.
I don't know that. Maybe Jif was supplying them. Maybe they weren't. Okay. And maybe they had these packaging. They had this packaging. And they're like, I don't know if we want to mess with the packaging quite yet. At some point, you could see like a little Jif thing on there.
I
can tell you this.
An answer.
They are. They're very. They're a capacity. There is a huge demand for Uncrustables, and they can't make enough.
Yeah.
So it's like, why do we pause the line to get Jif on the package? And maybe that's it.
What's Jif's market share?
I don't have the numbers right now.
It's bananas though, right?
It's the market leader. Yeah.
Okay. It just would make sense. I bet we see it at some point.
I think so.
Yeah. They're smart.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't there be a net gain? Unless it's what Tim said, that there are, let's not say the S word or the P word, but people who are loyal to that product and they don't want to see Jif on there. So maybe that's why they don't put it on. That might be the only logical thing.
I'm sure they've run it. We'll keep an eye on it.
Well, yeah.
It's interesting.
That being said, it's an awesome product, man.
It is fun, man.
Again, David Geske invited his friend Len Kretschmann over to the house.
Lenny Kravitz.
And Len Kretschmann and David, they had children. And the children, like, dads were making lunch that day. And the children were like, we want sandwiches without crusts. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, let's see what we can do. And the wives were kind of watching them do this, and they were joking around like, you guys should start a company of peanut butter sandwiches without crusts. And they, you know, the wives are laughing them off, and these guys are like, oh, yeah, we'll show you.
Yeah.
And they did. And they came up with this. And it's interesting because it's basically a sealed peanut butter sandwich. That's what's cool about it. It's almost ravioli.
Yeah.
Like they basically made a ravioli out of peanut butter and jelly. And again, they had the soaking issue and the leaking, and that took a long time, but getting the two peanut butters around the jelly, the two layers of peanut butter around
Greg,
the jelly.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, sure.
What is the, am I just in a minority? Is crust really that gross to people?
Because
it is a
know.
Big deal in life about people cutting around crust. And I'm
no,
like,
I'm with you, buddy.
I'm not going to lose my lunch over it. Literally. Like, I'm not going to be like, I can't.
No, I think for children, maybe. I think kids are a little averse to crust.
Even though
I don't have a problem with it. Now, I would have loved that as a kid. It's a great thing. And then the crimping they did on the edge there is pretty cool.
Real classy.
That's really neat. But there's some people, there's some maniacs, Sean, they don't even like the crimping. There's this stuff online about people show you how to remove the crimping.
Well, they got to get out of the game. They shouldn't be welcome to participate in this.
They just don't like
that nasty.
They don't like any edge to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have a problem with crust. I don't have a problem with regular peanut butter sandwich. You know, I would and there is a wheat version of this. I would probably get a like a Dave's Killer Bread and just peanut butter, no jelly. No offense to Smucker's, but hey, you're taking shots at my at my product by not putting it up there.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So, what do you think your dad would have said if you guys were like, "Dad, we don't want crust on the sandwich"?
He would be like, "Wow."
Would have used strong language.
There'd probably be a little bit of things I can't repeat in this show.
Yeah, Sean's dad's
he fired pretty hot.
He's a plumber and fairly profane, right?
Little bit, yeah. A little bit of a temper.
My dad would have said, he would have said something like, "All right, well then you don't have to eat," something like that.
Yeah, it would be that, and it'd be like, "Wait, you're lucky you're getting this. We can go back to the lima beans and double down on that." That's what we had as a kid, like four nights a week, lima beans.
Are you serious?
I like lima beans.
Yeah, I'm serious, and I don't like them to this day. That's the one thing I can't eat. It's every dinner, we had these stupid lima beans. Lima.
That was like the punchline in the 80s and 90s. It was, like, lima beans.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah, that's probably my dad just trying to fix me, you know? Yeah. Be like, "Oh, I'll get them." That's why it's the punchline. My dad created it. You know, like, he spread it out.
So they had one of their son's friends came up with the name for these things. A kid named these. They were called Incredible Uncrustables. And Gespy and Kretschmann, once they got it all figured out, they started selling them to schools mostly. Mm. I think Kretschmann had some connections with the schools, and Gesky was a sales guy. He sold packaged ice. Isn't that pretty cool? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not to Eskimos. But so
he wasn't that good.
Yeah. That guy could sell
ice Eskimo.
Yeah.
He never broke into that market.
No.
That's a tough one, man. You gotta be real slick.
And he asked for that account.
Sure.
Actually, several times. He's like, "Hey, you mind if I go up to Alaska?" And they're like, "No, that's Jones. You're good, but
you're not
Jones
level
has been
yet.
Up there selling ice to Eskimos for a long time.
And you know the next level after you do that?
What's that?
Ketchup popsicles to men in white gloves.
I love it.
Oh,
you have to do iced Eskimos first, and then that's the next.
Ketchup popsicles
to men in white gloves. Have you ever heard that before?
No.
This guy could sell ketchup popsicles to a guy in white gloves.
Why do they have to be popsicles?
Because it's just ketchup? It's so insane.
It's so insane, correct. Yeah.
Why don't it just be ketchup? It seems like...
Well, that'd be an easier sale.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, they're both...
Because you picture ketchup, you picture it in a bottle, which is not messy for someone with white gloves. A ketchup popsicle is an insane idea.
He's got it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess on some level, it would be a tougher sale because one, you're like, that's going to be messy and it's going to ruin my white gloves. But two, nobody wants ketchup popsicles anyway. They would be terrible.
Right. Give me the iced Eskimos. I would much rather
sell that. Well, no, maybe if you freeze them.
No.
Kind of like you do with
those. I mean, there's some ketchup maniacs here.
Yeah.
Again, I think we mentioned on the Heinz episode, I do like those ketchup flavored potato chips. Those are outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Jay's makes one.
That's right.
Jay's Ridges with ketchup flavoring. But I digress. They originally sold these, I think, to the schools for $7.38 a dozen. The schools liked them because they came frozen and they would just sort of take them out in the morning and then they'd be thawed by lunchtime. This was primarily in North Dakota.
What year is this?
I think it's in between 95 and 98.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they sold it to Smucker's in 1998.
Okay.
Smucker's apparently somebody was looking at this again, you get a lot of different stories. This was a retired Smucker executive's wife saw them in a Market Day school fundraising catalog. So that's what they said, how they found out. About.
That type of stuff. There's a few businesses out there, food products mostly, that like their business is school fundraiser stuff. You see it with frozen pizzas a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the idea of Girl Scout cookies, I guess, where it's like a certain brand says, hey, this is our thing. You want to buy a bunch of these and, you know, raise money. And that's their business. That it makes sense to me that they've been in that game early on.
I also heard that these guys filed for a patent on the technology, the ravioli technology. And Smucker's, something went off. And they were watching patents, and they were like, what's this? Let's take a look at it. So that makes more sense to me than the executive's wife in a catalog.
That's interesting. So people at places like Smucker's, P&G, whatever, watching for, within the food world, patents getting filed, and then that's kind of how they...
That's how I spend a lot of my evenings.
Oh, you
scanning patents?
You? No kidding.
I don't.
Oh,
I don't.
Okay.
So they did patent it. This sort of the sealed peanut butter and jelly sandwich idea, and I learned a little bit about patenting. Apparently, it's not that hard to get a patent. Okay, it's incredibly hard and incredibly expensive to defend the patent.
Mm.
So a lot of companies will just go do a patent. And then they're like, come get us. Some of the big companies are like, come get us because we're going to tie you up in legislation.
Because we have that thing.
We got money. Yeah. But it's also expensive for them and tedious. I think I read this, the Wright brothers, it just about killed one of the Wright brothers defending the patents for the airplane. Like they went through like... years.
Because other people immediately were buying.
No. We had that.
Right.
Know? Yeah. So it's just litigation. Yeah.
And you can get into patents on anything, right? Like, could I patent my stupid t-shirt? It's like, so then it'd be like, if somebody else, like say somebody way bigger than me came along and put the exact same thing.
The word flash of genius actually sort of is supposed to be like the patent has to have some sort of flash of genius. So they're going to rule you out quick.
Yeah. Like once I heard that, I was like, that's down the drain. Moving on, guys.
Flash of
question answered.
No. So some people, I think it was a company named Albies, who was in the sort of meat pastry.
As opposed
business.
To Aldi's.
Not Aldi's, Albies. A-L-B-I-E-S. They were in the meat pastry business.
Okay.
And they decided they saw this thing and they're like, we're getting in the peanut butter and jelly pastries.
Yeah.
So they came out with their version. It was called Easy Jammers. And, you know, immediately Smucker's were like, knock that off, cease and desist, you know, send them a letter.
You played bass in the Easy Jammers for a minute, Randy?
Yeah.
I did.
Like was,
that's
minutes.
Randy. He's our producer and our friend, and
he's a hero of the show.
9 minute songs, the Easy Jammers.
They is that right?
Keep going.
Keep on
jamming. You go see him play for 2 hours, 6 songs the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
Frampton had longer songs than that, didn't he?
Yeah, especially when Frampton comes to life.
He collaborated with the Easy Jammers a little bit too,
and Randy, I think.
Yeah.
So Easy Jammers comes out, and Smucker says, "Knock it off." And they challenged the patent, and it goes through the court system. It gets to this judge, Arthur Gajarza, and he kind of comes down on Easy Jammers' side. It's like he kind of gets a little snippy. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, my wife makes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Maybe you guys got a case against her too." Like he got a little flippant.
Ouch. I like a flippant judge.
Yeah.
It's just a good
spice up the courtroom.
Yeah.
Well, just that last name alone, man. You know, that's a good yell. Like, Gajarza.
Yeah.
Where's Gajarza?
We got Gajarza.
He's in his chambers.
Yeah.
He's in his chambers.
Yeah. Anyways, the patent sort of got rebuked, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not a patent lawyer. I don't know what the whole language is there, but and then there's a lot of other people that I think in the meantime there's a company called Gallant Tiger that has I think a square version of these things. And Smuckers continues to tell him, knock it off. I don't know if they have any muscle behind it.
Right.
But they say, knock it off. Now, listen, and there's another company called Kram, K-R-A-M, that my buddy Michael Chandler, for a while, UFC fighter, was in business with Kram.
It does not sound appetizing.
It's real good.
Really?
It's real good. And again, this I'm not taking shots at Uncrustables. It was good. You know, it's the first, it's a different version. I think it's maybe marketed as more of an upscale healthy version or something.
Oh, okay. So
it's like, yeah, I can't remember the name of it. It's like the bread is that thing that I'll think of it at some point.
Okay.
But anyways, so there's Kram out there, but these guys have, even if they don't have the patent, they've got the name and they've got all the marketing and they've got a great product. And I don't think anybody's going to touch them at this point.
No.
You know, they're kind of first to the trough and the business is booming.
Yeah.
Brazzi said they can't keep up. You know, they're fine. I think they have two big factories now, and they're at capacity. And I dealt with some of this when I was at Pringles. I mean, when I was at Procter & Gamble selling Pringles.
The supply and demand was just
We were at capacity, and people were begging me for Pringles. Some of these buyers that wouldn't give me the time of day, yeah, they were kind of snooty to me, like, hey, man, what? I need a truckload of Pringles. I'm like, I told you, I can't get that for you.
You know,
like,
that's where you reverse them. Be like, you want some Pringles? Give me some baseball tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Then I'm getting right down to their level. And I'm doing the garbage that they do. And that's not me. That'd be like taking money from the brands that you mentioned earlier to sponsor our podcast.
Peter Pan and Skippy.
No, I avoided saying the words for a reason.
I just wanted to be clear that we're talking about Peter Pan and Skippy.
Yeah.
I can love Jif and still be able to say the names of other peanut butter brands.
I guess you can. But you're not as, you didn't bleed for it.
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
I didn't. Right? I ate a lot of it. I didn't bleed for it.
So this thing took off like crazy. They bought it in 1998. In 2000, they sold 50 million sandwiches.
Good God.
Yeah. And now they're $1 billion a year brand. It just was one of those things that clicked and just off to the races, man.
Yeah.
It is a big, big part of their company.
Is it, if you had to guess the popularity, is it about, oh my God, they don't have crust? Is it about the time it saves, as silly as that sounds, for parents making peanut butter and jelly? Or is it that they're delicious?
I think you nailed it. I think it's the convenience,
yeah,
man, and they're delicious. And, you know, I'm not here to give Brazzi advice, okay? But I think the fact that it's frozen, I think... Because they're talking about going with a shelf-stable version.
Yeah.
I say don't do it.
Yeah.
I say when something is frozen like that, think about those peanut butter bars that we get
the
at... The
perfect
bars that we get at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. They're cold. They're always cold, and there's something appealing about that. It's like a freshness thing to it, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think they should do shelf-stable. I don't. And I have experience with this because Sunny Delight... They played fast and loose with this, but it was supposed to be refrigerated, but you could have it out of refrigeration for up to 20 days or something, mm-hmm, to display it. So they were kind of playing it both ways, mm-hmm, but the fact that it was in the refrigerator made people think it was healthier,
right,
and it was more appealing. And then they tried a shelf stable version and it did not do well.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And again, John, listen to me.
Yeah.
John Brazzi, keep it in the freezer.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Sorry, Sean called
It's appealing. It's appealing to me.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry Sean called you a liar.
I did not call him a liar. And
Sean's a liar.
You know, it's a clear example of Smucker's misonisms. So it's just the way it is.
Let's hear it. I'm going to go ahead and guess.
Is a wild one, folks.
This is the word of the week. Sean
and
O'Brien.
We
don't have a sponsor on the word of the week yet, but it is misonism.
Misonism.
Miso wants to know what that
means. It is a weird one. It's just, let me spell it. It's misonism. And it's fear of change or fear of innovation.
Mm. Okay.
There you go.
Well, then you used it completely wrong.
Yeah, you did.
No, they're fear of change. The change would be putting it in the...
Yeah, but they want
to do that. I'm the one who has misonism.
You should have said, Greg.
Yeah,
that would have been. Yeah. Home run.
Yeah.
Mesonism.
So I got a foul tip there. All right, bummer. Yeah. But I did. You know, you see what I'm doing there, man. And that's a time. I'm telling you, nobody's talking about that word. That word
has
nobody said that word in the last 20 years.
I would go
ahead
and
say. Even Google's surprised that this is coming down the tube. Like, whoa, that's why it's buffering. It's got to think it over. See, the round and round and round.
It's buffering.
You guys at Google are like, I don't know. We got
to go down to the vault on this one.
We got a misonism. Comes from the Italian word misonissimo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a weird one, though. If you play the how to pronounce it, I might be saying a little off. I think I'm 80% right.
I think you got it.
You heard that word, Greg?
Misonism?
Yeah.
No.
Miso
soup? I've heard.
It's miso. So.
Darn it.
How did you say it?
I think I'm saying misonism.
I think you're right, man.
But I don't think it's miso. I think it's like misa. How it's pronounced.
Misonism. Yeah.
So there you go. The bottom line is this: hatred, fear, or intolerance of change or innovation. And I just had it flipped.
You did a good job, buddy.
I really like that word.
Yeah, it's one of your best words of the week, and you actually knew what it meant.
I was prepared. Strong.
At some point, we'll have a sponsor for that segment. I don't know who's going to sponsor it.
Yeah.
Probably. I would go to Webster. I'm putting it out there right now.
Oh, the dictionary.
Webster or Roget, you guys go at it. And it's either, I guess it would be the dictionary over the thesaurus, but they're all word people.
Yeah.
It's a bidding war with you two guys.
Wow. Who is Roget?
Thesaurus.
You probably know it as Rogets.
Yeah. R-O-G-E-T-S. That's the most famous thesaurus. Roget's thesaurus.
All right. I'm learning something every day. Yeah. I know thesaurus. I didn't know that was the most famous one.
Yeah.
Do we know the second most famous one?
No.
Yeah, see, it's not that easy.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Great word.
So I read a couple of things. And they did this all without TV ads. They did it all.
Oh, also, we were trying to put our finger on. I mean, the name is unbelievable. It is it's a fantastic
name. Uncrustable is a fantastic name. That kid should be getting something.
Yeah, is he?
Probably not. Cool. They bought it for $1 million, but that went to Kretschmer and
they just sold it for
Geske.
Only $1 million.
$1 million. Ooh. But it was this thing that was in like schools. It wasn't, you know.
And they're not getting a piece.
I mean, the square pizza was on sale, I think, for for $1.2 million.
Yeah.
But this is all without marketing. I mean, no ads. Now there are some TV ads that you know we're talking within the last year, I think, and it's pretty good. They basically have two characters. These guys are supposed to be brothers. And one of them is a piece of bread with the center cut out. He's a crust. And then the other brother is the more popular, good-looking brother who's the center. And they, the crusty brother's kind of like, they're very well done.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of them either, but you can Google it. It's pretty good.
Let me ask you something. You think when they cast those things, do they have to say to, like, the non-good-looking guy, like, listen, we got to do this thing, and there's going to be somebody that, we're selling that's going to be way more attractive than you. How do you present in movies, TV, or film?
I assume this was animated.
Yeah. Did you think there is an actor playing a piece of bread?
No, I'm talking outside. I'm talking outside of this.
Do you think that there's an actor playing a crust with the center cut out?
You're missing my point. I was going way out of the lane here. I was just talking. That just made me think of like in any show, movie, anything like that.
Yes.
Like when it's clearly, do they have to tell that person, like, listen, we need tryouts for somebody who's going to play
not
ugly.
Good looking.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Yeah.
They just say it to them.
Yeah. Well, especially if it's part of it, then in the script, you can read the subtext and be like, that's the deal. Rachel Dratch tells a story about how she got some part of the character and it said homely in the description. It said homely. So she's like getting ready to shoot and she's like hair and makeup. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll be in. She's like, you know, they got to make me homely. They're like, yeah, we'll be in. And she's kind of like waiting. It's that much closer to time for her to be on set. And she's like, hey, I'm supposed to get, this is my camera. I'm supposed to be home. And they're like, oh, yeah, of course. And they walk in and the woman kind of looks at her and goes, okay, you're good. Yeah. Oh,
man. I had a similar situation when I did Henry's
second movie.
Mm-hmm. Henry Phillips.
Yeah, Punching Henry. And it was like, I was supposed to bring wardrobe options for like, they're like, you want to look like a dork, basically. They're like dorky. So I had like five shirts I had with me. And I brought them in and, you know, they're all set up. And they're like, she's going to come in. She's going to tell you what to wear. So she comes in and I'm like, I got all this stuff. She goes, no, what you got on is good. I'm like, no, this is my regular
Greg,
shirt.
You dork. You're a natural like, dork.
Literally, I was like, this is the shirt that I wear this like on shows. I wear this on dates.
This was on purpose.
She single-handedly said that you dress like a dork.
Yeah, she did.
I
she
love
did.
It, man.
Yeah. It was that. Terrific. Where were we? We were talking about ads.
Sorry, talking about ads. Then I got excited. Get back on track.
Yeah, he asked a ridiculous question, but apparently
we got good stories out of it.
Sean did a little research on it, so we'll get to it. But they're huge with athletes, especially the NFL.
Ow.
Huge, especially the Kelce brothers. They talked about them on their podcast. I guess the Kelce brothers have a podcast. Somebody told me this. I find this hard to believe, but somebody tells me that they get more views than we do.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
Randy?
The Kelce.
Not true.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Not true. I mean, what do they even do? I mean, who's in their life that would even pump up the volume?
That's the problem. He's dating Taylor Swift. You're with Heather. You guys have been together for a while.
I blame Heather.
Okay. He's with Emma. He's probably our best shot on this deal. It leaves me, and I'm not going to be able to. I don't think I can take Taylor Swift from Travis Kelce.
No,
I don't think I have. I don't think I can.
The guy who.
I mean, if I'm
like
being realistic, it'd be tricky.
Yeah, it'd be
tricky.
So that leaves us to Randy. Now, Randy's a rock and roller.
That is true, man.
Okay, he speaks the same language as Taylor. They play music.
You better believe
it. And there's probably some connections there. I bet you Taylor Swift has some connection to Greg Allman. Randy and Greg Allman are
right,
tight.
Obviously.
And Randy plays the bass. Tim, no offense, keyboards. Even Tim says it on stage.
Yeah.
Just not as hot of a look.
So if we're gonna get as big as the Kelce brothers, we need something. And it's probably Randy. Okay.
Let's have Randy tag Taylor Swift. Right?
Yeah.
She's on some of the social media. Actually, I don't think she is on social media.
Their podcast is enormous. That whole it's enormous. It's great guests. People love it. But everybody in their circle, I mean, the mom has a podcast. The wife has a podcast.
Yeah.
Kelce, I believe is her name. And it's huge.
Yeah. So anyways, Travis Kelce says one day on the podcast, I eat Uncrustables more than I eat anything in the world. This is the food item that eats more than anything. Mm. And, you know, this is Smucker's sends him like a little bracelet that says Taylor on it to give to her or something like this. They go in on Kelce. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I've been pumping up Jip for how long?
Years.
Yeah.
A real long time.
A couple years. And I got, what do we got? I mean, between the two places, the several places, the special is, it's over 2.5 million, probably, maybe pushing 3. We don't know the Hulu numbers.
Yeah.
And I go in depth about Jip and I ain't got a bracelet.
And they know you.
I know
the guy. That's the worst part.
Nah, that's the thing is I don't want to put it on John. Okay, he's got stuff going on. This should be somebody.
Well, let me put it this way.
Okay.
Who has given us more stuff? Jif or the Cheesecake Factory? Do you want to answer that question, Mr. Ethics and Loyalty? Or are you gonna plead the fifth now?
This is where it's
this
tricky.
This is where we have problems.
This is where it gets tricky, man, because this is one of my
Cheesecake
really good
Factory
friends.
Cheesecake Factory
won. I would probably call Jif up and be like, hey, you guys, come on. But it's my buddy, man. I'm not calling him.
That cheesecake.
That's exactly why you should
call him. It was so good.
That cheesecake was good, man.
And I'm really thankful for the Cheesecake Factory.
Didn't somebody else send us something?
No,
just Cheesecake Factory.
I think Cheesecake is the only one. And
I think Otis is going to send us an elevator.
Yo, is that right?
Yeah.
I mean,
what?
Randy's got like knock out his wall. It's a kind of a mess. But,
yeah.
You know, we're going to get a comped elevator.
Yep. Is the door going to open there?
I think so, man.
Okay. What about the sign?
It's right between the U and the M.
Okay. That's going to be something,
no,
man.
No. How cool would that be?
In fact, that's how we enter and exit the show.
Yeah. Yes. That's, that'd be awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, The problem is Randy can't live in his house for 6 to 8 months. But outside of that, I mean, it's a pretty good bargain. You know,
it's worth it.
Elevators going for come in. 80, 90 grand.
Is that right?
Per card. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
But
I didn't think you had done any research whatsoever on that. Right. Yeah. That felt like you were taking a stab.
I did. I took a stab. But.
Yeah.
The crusts,
before we get to the NFL, apparently they go to animal feed.
Oh, that's great.
They send them to, they send them to some place and they get turned into animal feed. As I read that somewhere, which though there's probably some, you know, a horse or a pig or something. It's like, you know, I don't really like the crust. I like the,
I don't really care
for the crust. And the pig dad is more like Sean and my dad. Yeah. Like, well, then
you're gonna eat it. You're gonna eat nothing. You just sit there. You just starve to death. You have two options. Yeah. I'd go with option one. My life in a nutshell.
What is that? First of all, it surprises me a little bit that it is in fact pieces of bread. Like, wouldn't you think there's another way to manufacture them? Like, meaning that the crust is even a part of the process. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, literally, is it loaves of bread that are getting chopped up and then they do the thing and here go the crust?
I would imagine some of that is secret.
Oh.
Yeah.
Proprietary.
Yeah, and as close as John and I are, I'm not going to ask him that question.
I hear him bragging a lot about how close they are, but.
John, if you're listening, send us some free Jif?
No, I know we paid for all that. No, we're not beggars here, man.
I said please.
Especially for that.
By the way.
Especially for that. I don't need. That thing gave me a life. Okay, I don't need anything bad from him. Okay, so don't listen to these idiots, John.
I was gonna say, and then I donate a couple to a food shelter.
Greg. There is something in the works on that. There is something in the works. We're working on a charity event.
There's something in the works on that.
Okay. I will tell you right now. Job, we discussed it. There's gonna be some sort of charity, some GIF based charity that we're gonna. That's in the works, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And I'd like some gear. I'd like a Jif hoodie.
No, no.
I'd like a hat.
John and everybody, the Jif brand manager, whoever you are that's listening, that's not what this is about. These guys
give me
are,
a hoodie.
Yeah,
I want
no.
a hoodie.
He doesn't, don't give him a hoodie.
You know, John, if you're out there, man, I don't know what you guys got with leases and cars, but I mean, I got a 2012 Camry that is in the ICU. No. Here's what I'm looking at. 3 months, I'll keep it 1,000 miles or less a month. I'll full tank when I return, and I will take it to Waterway. Give it a nice wash. So
I'm stressed out. I got to have a sandwich.
Let's have a sandwich, guys. Let's get in there.
Yeah.
Tim, you want to go grape or strawberry?
Grape, please.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah. There you go,
buddy. Enjoy, guys.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about this whole NFL thing, man?
Dude, it is bonkers, man. And I had no idea of this. No idea of this, man. Basically, the majority of teams eat this stuff at halftime, after workouts, before workouts. Put in perspective, they did like some sort of poll. The Denver Broncos eat how many as a team in 1 week, Tim? How many? Greg knows the answer. How many of these?
So not just during the game or throughout the course of the week?
Just like while they're, I guess, maybe I'd say post-workout, pre-workout. How many are in the facility? Oh, 1 week. 1 week, Denver Broncos. It's for a team of what, 65 people or whatever it is? Take a guess. How many Uncrustables does a team eat?
500.
All right, not bad. 700.
Wow.
Pretty 700.
Wow.
Or base essentially almost 12.
Would you say the linemen are eating three times as many, though?
I would hope so. I hope it's not the kicker. You know?
Yeah. Oh, no, that guy. Dude, if they run out.
Yeah, and the punter's over there.
And the punter's eating one, that guy is going to get, he's going
to
get beat.
You got
an
offensive lineman ready to faint. Yeah. The punter over there, jelly on his face. Hey, guys, let me know when it's time to kick. Have fun.
Yeah. I'm going to kill him. And the coach is like, get him off. We need him.
By the way, I am not making fun of punters. That's still a very cool thing to do in the NFL. Punter would destroy me. I'm like clowning him right now.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I just, Sean had to
cover himself for all our NFL punter listeners.
You never know, man. That could be out there.
McAfee likes us.
My guy.
McAfee might be out. Yeah, former punter.
My guy, Jack Fox for the Lions, is a family friend. Pro Bowl punter, Jack Fox. Saying, incredible.
He would not appreciate
what
Sarah Colonna, very funny comedian. Her husband John was a punter for the Seattle Seahawks for several years, and a nice guy. I met him. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, Sarah, go look up Sarah Colonna. Great actress, great comic. I guess she was doing well when she met John. You know, John basically saw her on TV and was like, I like that girl. And
God, how great would it be to be a football player?
Yeah. And so they met. But she did a bit one time. She was talking about, he retired. She was like, I had some money before I met him. I did pretty well. I was making real good money with Chelsea Handler stuff. And she goes, but I didn't have NFL money and we can't go back to where I was. it was really funny the way she said it, man. Very, very funny.
Kind Dude, these are insane.
Yeah, give me another one.
They're really good, man. You want to,
I mean, I can't go off the runway.
They're so good, man. Oh, I think there's another. You want
a strawberry? Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a strawberry in here.
Mix it
Sean.
They're actually better than an actual, if like do-it-yourself PB&J.
Yeah,
they're so good.
And I will say, I thought that
they're actually better.
I thought toasted was the way to go. It's not. Just do it like this. And here's the thing, man.
Unbelievable.
I kind of get why athletes, you know, have them, because I've learned this even talking to my trainer, Bart. Like, it's probably like if day in, day out, if you're just a normal person, it's probably not, you know, in the top five healthiest foods. Okay. But if you're expanding insane amount of energy, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, you don't need to worry about carbs, you know, too many carbs if you're expanding the kind of energy they do. And I've been this in a few different scenarios where I'm like, I just need food and I need energy. And there's something about a peanut butter sandwich that is like perfect for that, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
And these are so just like consumable. 100%. So I could see totally where athletes would be like, yeah, man, I don't need to worry about I'm not going to get fat. All right. You know, like.
100%, man. Yeah. The NFL essentially eats about 80,000 a year.
Good Lord. What's that box cost? How much are these per?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the box is cheap. The stuff in it.
You get 15 sandwiches.
I don't know what their supply costs are. But
do you know what that would cost?
I mean, I bought it, but I don't know.
Okay.
He doesn't look at prices, guys.
Must be nice.
Big bucks, Greg.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just ring it up. Let's go. Ring it up. Yeah. I guess there are amazing. A few NFL teams who don't. I don't know. They didn't, like, participate in the survey. So they either don't eat them or don't want to talk about eating them.
And is Denver number one?
Denver is number one.
Who's number two?
Number two went down to the Seahawks.
Okay.
But Denver is so crazy. Denver is 700, Seahawks 320. So you can see Denver.
Wow.
Certainly didn't have enough against the Bills.
You think it has
ago.
Something to do with the altitude?
Interesting. It could. It's possible.
Yeah.
Fair point.
I'm going to see if I can get Brazzi to look into that.
That Denver quarterback. One of my favorite videos that I watch nonstop is Bo Nix, the quarterback at Denver. And he does a press conference, and they go, hey, can you talk us through that interception in the second quarter? He goes, yeah, I just dropped back and threw it to the other team.
Oh, I cringe at those interviews. I can't take them.
Good for him, though.
Good for him is right, man.
Drop back and threw it to the other team. Next question.
Love it, man.
There are a few different varieties. You have the raspberry, the strawberry, and the grape. You have the peanut butter and honey. You have just peanut butter, as I mentioned. I'd like to find that. That's kind of what I would be down for. This is fantastic, but again, I'm a purist. You have chocolate hazelnut, which sounds pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me a little bit because it sort of is a nod to Nutella.
Uh-huh.
And Nutella, I'm against, just because I just think it's a...
Not come peanut on. Butter.
Yeah. Now, it's not peanut butter. People make a Nutella sandwich. I'm like, what, come on, man. Just have a candy bar. That's what you're eating a candy bar, all right? And then they have a reduced sugar grape and a reduced sugar strawberry, and then they have a wheat version. Now, there for a while, they were messing with, like, pepperoni, ham and cheese, barbecue chicken bites, but that was a co-packer, so they weren't doing that at their plant. It wasn't True Blue Uncrustables, and I think those are all discontinued. DC'd is what we call it in the business, guys. DC'd. Mm. DC can be a terrifying two letters if you're in the CPG business, because now if you DC it, you're like, okay, if you're a company, you know, you're a sales guy like me, you're like, hey, we're getting rid of reduced fat crunchy, or we're getting rid of blueberry Duncan Hines frosting or whatever. I'm like, okay, I saw that coming. But when you're out there selling, and then you get a call from Kroger, and they're like, "Hey, we did an analysis. We're gonna DC Pringles cheddar sour cream and onion." You're like, "Come on, man, come on! I can't have that happen.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
I get fired over this. You know. Usually they do it because they're not selling.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they do it for sort of fundraising type stuff. They're like, "Listen, we did a red line analysis. You fell below the red line analysis. We're gonna whack you, unless you want to kick us $5,000, and then we'll keep it around for a little while longer. See if we give it, it's costing us too much money to have in the warehouse. It's not moving. If you want us to give it another 6 months, you can pay."
Really?
Yeah. We didn't do that, but some companies probably did.
No, so sure. Wait, did any Pringles flavors DC?
Oh yeah, man, they DC'd flavors,
but nothing in Jif, right?
I think there's probably a skew here and there. You know, I mean, we had some stuff that didn't work in Jif. That's simply
can we talk about it, or is
simply
it too
Jif crunchy? It, simply Jif, which was the low salt, low sugar Jif, one of the first things I sold. It wasn't a big enough idea to have two SKUs. It wasn't have a big enough idea to have Simply Jif Creamy and Simply Jif Crunchy, so they just got rid of the crunchy. And then I think at one point, there may have been some different sizes of Simply Jif. You know, I don't know if there's a 4-pound Jif anymore. It's different sizes, things there. And then, you know, I want to talk about this. Is, you know, it is National Peanut Butter Day coming up, so we can have sort of a little bit of a tangent peanut butter talk. There's a chocolate Jif out there that I haven't tried, but people are asking me about, and it looks fantastic. There was a thing, I think I've told you guys about this. It was called Jif Sensations.
Okay.
We test marketed it when I was there, and it didn't work, and I don't know why, because it's the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my life. I think I put on about 30 pounds just because it was around the office. It was chocolate Jif. It was raspberry Jif, and I can't remember the other one. It was maybe a cinnamon, but the chocolate and the raspberry were the two greatest foods I've ever eaten in my life. And so I bet you this chocolate Jif that's out now is sort of another version of Sensations, and maybe we just didn't market it right, or maybe it wasn't it. Maybe it just wasn't the time for it. You know?
Yeah, right.
But from what I understand from Brazzi and some people out there, they're like, this chocolate Jif is something else. And I'm going to get it, and I'm going to try it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's,
you'll be purchasing that, just to be clear?
What are you talking about?
It won't be sent here. You'll be.
Hey, guys, we're not looking for handouts, and you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing yourselves. You're embarrassing me. You know?
Here we go.
All right. By the way, I said
probably,
nothing.
Probably the people one. Getting free tickets to your shows, you know?
They're even my, every time, shows.
They're our Tim shows.
Every time I do a show, whether it's Brazzi's peanut butter, okay? They're every time I do a show with Tim,
right,
I get a phone call.
Brazzi,
I get a phone call about 5 minutes before the show. Hey, man, I got 17 relatives that want to come to the show. Is it cool? Yeah, I'm on a door deal, but that's fine. Next time, could you just ask me, could I have... $340. Could you just ask me that? Yeah. And then I could be like, you know what, Tim, you're my buddy. I will give you $340.
Yeah. It's not true.
We got off on a little bit of time.
Very few times. Who I do give free tickets to my shows are people that are, lifelong supporters that have always been there for me. Media people who are going to help spread the word a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd say we're both.
You saying you're a lifelong supporter of Brazzi?
Yeah. For as long as I've known about him.
All right.
Maybe Brazzi can get
a... you're lifelong... We count as media, I think, and you're a lifelong...
Listen, man.
...supporter.
There's so many falsehoods that are said on this show.
Doesn't mean we're not media. That's actually, media right. Maybe in general.
Yeah, in 2025, that might be media.
We fit in perfectly.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe we are media. But I don't want any handouts, man.
Sean's holding a pen right now.
I got a pen,
that's
man.
That's journalistic.
Yeah.
You have a journalism degree. And he has a pen.
Sean's got a pen. He's using, pen. Than, like, using words like miso.
I'm using miso super loba.
Yeah. Sounds like media to me.
Yeah, you're right, buddy. You're right.
I just think maybe Brazzi can get us some Jif t-shirts and then maybe put 390 in the back just to really trip them up.
Yeah.
Because then the whole world will be like,
I see.
collab.
It's Sean 390, and we're going to get those shirts on our own, and they're going to be great shirts, and we're going to sell a bunch of them.
Put a little GIF on the side just to show our loyalty.
I'm not sure we can play fast and loose with the GIF logo.
Yeah, is your boy going to sue you, man?
Yeah, right.
What are you talking about? You've said he's your best friend 48 times a show.
I don't know if we... I don't think we can play fast and loose with that GIF logo, guys.
Brozzy.
I mean, Tim's doing it with a Ted Drews t-shirt.
All right, that's enough, Randy. Cut.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's let's go to fun facts.
You got it. Fun facts. Greg talked about it, but Uncrustable is now a part of the $1 billion a year brand club for retail sales, and is growing way faster than any other 1 billion plus brands in the freezer.
That's pretty cool.
It crushes all these huge things you hear about in the freezer. It's bigger than Hot Pockets.
It's bigger than Hot Pockets.
Bigger than Eggo. Bigger bigger than Lean Cuisine. Bigger than Ben and Jerry's.
Wow. Both of them.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry.
Together.
Yep.
As a team.
Bigger than Breyer's Ice Cream, bigger than Butterball. It's crazy.
Bigger than Butterball.
Uh-huh.
These guys are beating turkey.
Yep. Turkey and ice cream. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, any brand in the freezer section. Uncrustables are made on the world's largest single line continuous bakery. The bread is baked fresh every single day.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Largest
and they own, I bet you it's not integrated yet, but they own Hostess, I believe.
Smucker's owns Hostess?
Yeah. It's because in my act, I was talking about Smucker's owns peanut butter and jelly. Yeah. These guys ever get a hold of bread? Well, they did.
Monopoly.
They own
Monopoly,
a whole sandwich. Right? Yeah, right? Sherman Antitrust. No offense, Brozzy, but you guys are going down.
Five minutes ago,
you can't own a whole sandwich.
You heard it here, folks.
You cannot own a whole sandwich, Brozzy.
He owns the whole sandwich.
Can't
send me a hoodie.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm with Tim on that one, man.
You guys are going to ruin my friendship, man.
I'm a Brozzy guy.
No,
everybody knows
not.
It.
Dude, I'm
going to take
I'll
one of your friends
shirt.
And I'm going to ruin it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Where's Nick? Get Nick in here.
Which Nick?
One's
got a business you can ruin and one doesn't.
One has a business up in Wisconsin, a flooring business I could ruin.
Easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
it's the biggest flooring company in Wisconsin.
And where are Sean and I headed this week?
We're going to Wisconsin.
That's right, baby. We're taking Nick down.
Holy, we're going this Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Nick Serginian, your flooring company is going down.
Serginian's quality work at a great price. Family owned company. Biggest flooring in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Enjoy, man. They got 3 days. It's like TikTok. Just the clock is going down.
No. Yeah. It's a good product, man. They got you covered. Artist Noah Verrier did an oil painting of an Uncrustable. Sells for thousands and thousands of dollars. Noah, probably the top name in food artistry.
Yeah, I saw some of his stuff, actually. It's a lot of, like, old school candy.
Right.
Yeah, he's got like a picture of Big League Chew, or painting of Big League Chew, one of those. You know those gold nugget gum that used to is like a bag of gold.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and some of that, I think.
Yeah, this guy's good.
But the Uncrustable, it was like an Uncrustable out of the package with a bite taken out of it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was a good looking painting.
Yeah.
I'd like it was going for $3,000 or something. I'd like to put it up, but probably not.
Get one in here. If they did just GIF, would you get that?
If he did a GIF, I might.
I'll bet there's some pretty cool GIF art out there.
There probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, Jara, who I love very much, gave me a Jiffy t-shirt.
Yeah, you don't like that.
Not knowing or kind of to stick it to you?
No, I think not knowing, and I told her she could keep it.
Yeah, he doesn't like, sarcastic gifts.
I don't know if she's being sarcastic. I think she thought it was like, oh, he'll love this. I'm like, yeah.
Greg.
She did give me an emo shirt like that, which I like very much. She also gave me a West Point t-shirt, which I didn't know how to feel about it. I quit that.
Hey, this is what you didn't finish.
Yeah.
West Point.
Exactly.
But you can look at this way.
Yeah, I didn't finish it. Exactly. I'm not getting you a fifth grade t-shirt.
Fair point. And it was seventh. Just tell the truth, man. Seventh grade is where things just went off the runway.
Williams,
I was going to give him a compliment too. I was going to be like, or this is a shirt because you got into West Point. West Point's tough to get into.
Yeah no, I'm still a fan. I mean, I still respect the military, and you know.
Me too. I respect the military as well. Everybody, Sean.
I had the military gear on and the military Bills hoodie on about 6 weeks ago. The black and white one was Salute the Service. Talk about that. That money went to the troops.
I didn't see
you guys wearing military gear yet. Tim's a Notre Dame fan out of nowhere. I mean, we don't know what's going on.
Rocking the table.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It wasn't so durable and reliable, guys.
I'm wearing military stuff all the time. It's camouflage. You can't see it.
That's a fair point.
Celebrities love Uncrustables. Let's break this down. Sydney Sweeney. Sean, who's Sydney Sweeney?
I know the name. Place it.
One of the biggest actresses going right now. She's red hot. She loves it. She's posting her eating them with her friends all the time. Renee Rapp. I can't imagine you know who that is. She's a... Nope. Musician, actress, Gen Z cultural darling, it says. She was in Mean Girls, the movie. Anyway.
I saw, I know who Sydney Sweeney is.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the name. I can't place it to like what movie or show or
film. I don't want to tell tales outside of school, but I think she's very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's famous. Yeah.
She was in a movie with Glenn.
Was she in A Walk to Remember?
She was not in A Walk to Remember.
Too young. She was much too young,
but she was in that movie. Who's Glenn, the big
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell, yeah. Who I think Nate's buddies with now.
Oh, with Glenn Powell?
He was hanging with him at the Golden Globes. Yeah.
Yeah. Nikki hit him.
Nikki hit him. But yeah, we should say our friend Nikki killed it at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
So good. Nate was great too.
But Nate was outstanding too.
Nikki hosted
the whole thing. And yeah. Nate did a great job. He told that story about the parrot. I liked it.
Great parrot story. But yeah. Nikki, it was incredible. But yeah, she hit what's his name? Ben Platt. You know who Ben Platt is?
No.
Is that the guy in Jurassic Park?
That was...
Sam Neill?
No.
No.
Pratt. Sorry, I'm thinking Chris
Pratt.
No. It was Chris
Pratt.
It was Chris Pratt ben that Platt. He was thinking of. I was thinking of the other Platt. But yeah, he was thinking of Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Platt's like a singer. He was in... I don't know. He's good. My wife loves him. We went and saw him in concert.
Okay.
He's good. Fortune Feimster, the great Fortune Feimster.
I know who that is.
She's a comic, a very funny comic.
She's always posting about him. Basketball players, Charles Barkley, counts him among his favorite foods. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar loves him.
Wow.
Talks about the quality time he spends with his family eating Uncrustables. Caitlin Clark.
WNBA superstar.
Yeah, it seems like these basketball players are into him just as much as
Kevin Garnett was one of the first guys to talk about.
God, I love Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett loves him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I bet you it's athletes. I bet you soccer players. We just go on, right?
Yeah.
NBA. I don't know about MLB. I feel like they're...
No?
Maybe they are.
I bet you they do.
For some reason, it doesn't feel like an MLB thing.
And then another young superstar, Sabrina Carpenter. She loves him, too. And then Travis Kelce. Greg talked about that. Kelce's super, super into the Uncrustables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are fun facts. I got a list from Brazzi. With all these people on there.
And did he charge you for that or would you, did you pay him for the list?
I got the list from Brazzi and I looked at it and I got to say, I texted him. I was like, listen, man, I see your Uncrustables list. If there's a GIF list going out, it better have my name on it.
Oh, wow.
If Fortune Feimster, who's, you know, a more successful comic than I am. She's very big and very, very funny.
Yeah.
I think if there's a list going around the company, it should have my name on there.
Did you ask him that question?
Yeah.
And?
He said, yeah.
Yeah, there's a GIF list?
He didn't say there was a... Well, I think he was just trying to make me feel better. I don't know. Let me see.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this, please, right, man. This see. Is serious.
Let me look back what it said. I said, let me see here.
Sean's mad.
Sean's mad.
Want answers, man.
Yeah.
Figure this out. Let me ask you this, Tim. Do you know, does Jif have social media?
This is sure. great, bud. I better be on the celebrity list for Jif. You definitely are.
Okay, and now here's where you're dropping the ball, Greg. Follow up. Great. Send where me. Can I find that list?
Yeah.
Remember, that's ABC, it, exactly. always be closing. Exactly. We watched Glengarry, Glenn Ross together. I know, man. What happens.
It's when you're selling cars, but you don't know how to maintain a friendship, you know? We go back a long way.
Long way, man. We're
Rossi
doing great.
Actually, it kind of helped me get my job at Procter & Gamble. He was working there before me. He graduated before I did, and he got me the interview.
Now you're going to lose his job. So. No, he sounds awesome, man. No, I'm just saying, I think you should, you should be on the list, but I just want to know, what does that mean? And you should have, like, one of those never pay for Jif cards type thing.
Nah, just out of principle. I want to pay for Jif.
Do you think about the money you made them? Think about that. I dropped my pen. The money that you've made, Jif.
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't know? Look at this. People have said.
You don't mean the money he's made them. You mean the money he's given them, I think is what you're talking about.
That too. And that. But I mean, even people say when we pull a product up, then they're like, you know what? Matt, our buddy Matt Barron's at the Funny Bone. He was, maybe we talked about this, but he's talking about Pringles.
What did he go eat?
I think it was Pringles. He's like, man, I haven't had Pringles. I think it was Pringles. Man, I'm sorry if I'm wrong.
Might have been Fritos.
Maybe it was Fritos. He's like, you know what? That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, he did go get some
You know,
Fritos.
We're talking to people. I mean, these guys, you know, Uncrustables, pay us.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's it. Now I say, I want money. Everybody's paying. Otis, paying. Oh, by the way, let me tell you this. Next week, have I got a surprise for you.
Really?
Involving Otis, and I can say no more.
Okay. All right.
And this is for real. Randy,
you got a special guest next week, by the way, guys.
Even better.
Last episode was Otis Elevators. That's what Sean's talking about.
I'm going to say.
You're not going to tell us.
So people
else.
Are watching this episode now. The next episode, we're going to have a thing, surprise thing with Otis.
All right. Really? They're going to install one?
Relax, man. All right. Just breathe.
You want to go to comments?
Convy comments. You got it.
Convy comments. I like it.
Convy comments.
Or comments with Convy? Convy comments.
Just CC them.
Comments taken from the YouTube channel where you can watch the consumers in addition to listening to it. Comments also taken from the Consumers Podcast fan page that is on Facebook. Happy to report we hit 1,000.
A thousand members of the fan group.
Give it up, guys.
And there's some funny people in there, man.
Oh, there's some terrific
people. Really, they're cooking, man. Yeah.
We'll get to some of that. I'm going to jump into this, though, just because we just touched on it. We talked quite a bit last episode about Jif. Jessica Blank, 6470, going after you. She said, listen, while I enjoy learning about different brands and companies, I refuse to be loyal to a product or entity that doesn't reciprocate loyalty of any kind. Greg, Jif, and P&G see you only as dollar signs for them.
That's not true.
I mean, but is it?
It's not true
No,
at all.
It's not true.
It's okay. not true.
Well, first of all, P&G's out of the Jif game.
I mean, they'd love me.
I just thought you wanted to address that.
It hurts is what it does. It hurts.
She's just misguided.
Yeah, I think she's a little misguided. They love me.
They do.
You're on the list.
He's on the list.
I'm on the list. Guys, so, Marcus Smucker watched the special.
Mark Smucker did?
Mark Smucker, who's the CEO, watched the special and enjoyed it.
Okay.
Let's hit him up for some stuff.
No.
Mark, knock it off.
Sean and Tim here, Mark. Listen.
Knock it off.
Greg's fine. He's rich. Greg is rich.
A hoodie. You pick the color.
I'll take a hat. It can even be red, and it looks like a Chiefs thing.
This is all a mistake. This is part of why I didn't do Jif, because of these monsters.
Zachary, a lot of people hit
you.
You
just got two sandwiches.
I did. I love them.
You didn't pay for them?
I did not pay for them.
Yeah, so be happy.
I am very happy, man. I'm having a great time over here.
Anyway, lots of people hit me on the peanut butter thing.
Heck, keep it coming.
The set. People are always hitting us on the set.
Yeah.
Joyce Spellman, 4312, says, my comment about the pod look, just paint something creative on the table. Like, make it look like something. Make it look like a cardboard box. Paint a shopping basket across the front, whatever. My pet peeve is the look of those walls. The walls drive me nuts. Are they made of cinder block?
These walls are thin.
It's shiplap.
Why are you telling people that?
Oh, like it's our big secret?
Tim, in fairness, Greg doesn't want that out there.
I don't want it out there, man.
Why?
Out there.
Because you're embarrassed?
They thought we were in a room. They thought we're, they thought those were real
now
walls.
Now our cover is blown.
You know we are in a room.
Yeah, they thought.
The shiplap is inches from the actual wall. Shiplap is great. It's very trendy. Chip and Joanna are using it. Shout out.
Can't believe it.
No, what? What's the, what?
Nah, just.
Why are you embarrassed of our shiplap?
I don't know. I thought we had a. I thought people thought we were in a. Those are real walls,
dude. I think the least of our problems is the wall, man. I mean, yeah.
I'd rather them.
This table, without question.
I just. Who's doing this?
Joyce Spellman, 4312.
Joyce Spellman.
Yeah.
Joyce, you know how much money we spent on this studio?
I know.
$45.
No.
We
plus tax. Yeah.
What you spent on it?
not that much. I tried to give. He won't let me.
And then he gave us receipts. I mean, people just lit up about the Sean 390 shirts. They cannot wait.
Yeah.
Did they really?
Multiple designs going on in the Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Any of them good?
Some of them were really good.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Send those to Adrian Culp over at Nate Land, and we're going to get those things going.
Again, well, Jif on the sleeve. It'll be great. Lots of talk about the Sean 390 shirts. Longtime commenter, first time listener here. This is from Brock Mead, 4450. He says, when can we expect episode 390 to drop? People excited about us getting the 390 to celebrate for Sean.
Have we not already done 390 episodes?
That's funny. I thought so too.
I thought so too.
I thought
this was 393.
Way past that, but what are you going to do?
I don't know. No way of knowing.
And I wanted to get you guys warmed up with the Convy comments because this is the big one. You may have seen it. This is from the YouTube channel. The St. Louis Arch, also known as the Gateway Arch, the monument itself, the enormous arch that we have here in St. Louis, commented.
What?
On the video.
What? The arch got involved.
Commented
and
on
I'm
the
not
episode.
Talking about Tim's radio
what?
Station.
Yep.
The actual Gateway Arch. The arch.
Yes.
Guys. That's the final episode of The Consumers. Yeah, we did what we came for.
Gang.
It's been a nice run.
We're
really, thank you so much. I don't know what, I mean, we're a St. Louis podcast.
We got the arch.
Who else do you want to comment on, you know?
No, just the arch.
That's it.
Ozzie Smith, maybe?
Ozzie Smith, the arch.
That's it.
Maybe.
John Goodman.
John Goodman would be nice.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the arch is a great place to start.
But we'll start there.
May I? I don't do a.
Please.
I don't do an impression of the arch, so I'm not even going to try. But
you should, man. It's Venezuelan Tim. They will do it as the arch.
That would be. That's completely inappropriate. From the Gateway Arch. Thanks for the shout out on my elevator/escalator/Ferris wheel tram ride to the top. I know it's not an Otis, but I'm proud of Sean for making an exception when he, quote, had to take the Swedish girl up to experience.
No quote.
Isabel.
To experience my panoramic view 630 feet above St. Louis. I think Randy played a little bass for that ska band.
Look at this.
This guy.
Look at the arch getting
the
in
arch
there, man. They're taking
to us all
shots.
The time.
The Swedish girl is this, the name of the ska. I mean, the arch
is perfect. So great,
arch,
man.
I'd like to see the Space Needle drop jokes like
funny.
That. Yep.
No, that's great.
Space
man.
Needle's not funny.
Yeah, I know, man.
Space Needle.
What do you got, Lincoln Memorial? I mean, it's like
the Lincoln Memorial, very preachy.
Very dry.
Very
just dry.
Very preachy. Yeah.
The Swedish girl. The ska band. Okay.
Yeah.
I know Tim is a pro at recording interviews in my tram pods because I did an interview with, what's the band that sings, This Is Your Payback, Money Grabber, No Call Back. Come on. Fitz and the Tantrums.
Oh, Fitz and the Tantrums.
I did an interview with Fitz and the Tantrums in the tram pod. So, and then the Arch is aware. Arch is great memory.
Yeah, the Arch, they're onto it, man.
Maybe you guys can tape a Consumers episode in there sometime.
What?
I wonder what product you would discuss. It would have to be something made/invented/based.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's got elevator brakes. That's what we'll talk about. Because we're going to be in that thing going up and down.
Yeah, but it's got to be something manufactured, invented. What would we do? I mean,
you could do Anheuser-Busch.
We already did Energizer.
Yep.
Maybe something Purina.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think Purina.
Can we do the Cardinals? Is it a little too weird? With
we wouldn't do that in the arch. Though. We wouldn't do that at Busch Stadium. Yeah, we'll do the Cardinals. We may do. Man, I'm trying to think. What other?
How many times do we have to go up and down to record an entire podcast in the arch?
I don't know.
Well, I think it's 4.5 up. Don't hold me. It's rough numbers. 4.5 up and about 3 and change down.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
So that's a round tripper.
I'll text the arch and I've been. trading text messages now, which is pretty cool.
Tim, pretty cool. Blew me away on this one, man.
Yeah, blew me away.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Eiffel Tower.
I mean, I got to tell you, you, first of all, now you have a name for the segment, Convy's Comments. I love it.
Came to me. In a flash and a dream.
And you did a spot on impression of the Arch.
Thank you.
And the Arch reached out to us.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It's pretty cool.
This is really
cool. Wants us
cool.
to record there. It's pretty exciting.
That is that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You think we'd get a free ride?
Absolutely.
Man, just a chiseler. Just always looking for
Randy got a kick out of it, man. I don't know why. Exactly. You can't have a little fun over here. Because
Randy knows you're a chiseler.
I am not a chiseler, man.
No, all right. Man, Lauren Grossman.
You're going to try to follow the Arch?
No, I'll shut it down if you want.
Give us one more.
Oh, just one more? Okay.
A couple more.
Give us three,
man. You got anything from the fan group?
Yeah, I do. I'm so glad that you asked. Aaron Edwards. Big shout out to Aaron
Double
Edwards.
Double E squared.
Aaron Edwards. What'd you say? No, Aaron.
Or is it A-A? Double A. Double A. E.
Aaron Edwards gets a shout out because Aaron Edwards was at the show last night, saw all three consumers. Aaron drove with his family from Texas.
Oh, that Aaron Edwards.
Because they went to Kansas City to see Gaffigan and Seinfeld together on Saturday night. And then Sunday came to see us.
Holy moly. Wow. Nice.
That's pretty
Aaron
cool.
Aaron Edwards.
I'm really bummed that I didn't meet Aaron and his family because you said they were hanging out afterwards.
Delightful.
I was talking to your mom and your sister, so I didn't make it over to the merch table until later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, next time we're down in Paris, Texas, we can
get down there.
There's a festival down there.
There's a festival down there. A comic, good guy,
Daryl Felsberg.
Daryl Felsberg has a festival. He asked me to do it this year, but I was busy.
He's great.
I was already working, but man, that would be because Paris, Texas, is kind of like a cool place, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never been, but I've heard it's cool. We should do the pod,
guys
at Daryl's festival. I know. Go ahead.
What are you looking for? You're going to tell me we're going to go to Paris, Texas before Randyland? Are you out of your mind?
That's a good point. Randyland.
Wait, you talk about loyalty, Greg. Look where I'm thinking, man.
That'd be
cool. With my boy down there, and Greg's like, oh, let's go to Paris, Texas. It'll be great.
Yeah.
That would be a cool place to do a pod.
It's awesome.
People have been posting more and more Randyland pictures, too, which
is they're getting into it, man. It is looking pretty sweet.
Shout out to Janet Dorn. She shared a video from a band called Jiff and the Choosy Mothers.
No way.
Yeah, pretty great.
Real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not exactly successful.
They're not like
real
billboard.
I think they're like a cover band.
Okay.
Yeah. Darren Holt, you know about this? Darren Holt said in Springfield, Missouri, which is, of course, your birthplace, there was a chain of grocery stores called Consumers.
I saw that. Now it does sort of ring a bell. I was 4 when I left, but I've been back and forth, and it sounds like it. That's kind of cool.
Not where we got the name, though.
Yeah. You think we're going to get a cease and desist?
No, I think we're safe. I think they're out of business.
Well, you know, when Greg and I were in Michigan, across the street from our hotel, there was a Consumers Credit Union.
Oh, okay.
I took a picture. I should put it up in the group. So you got to keep an eye on them, man, because they might have first rights.
Hey, you got to deal with Kanzler, so we'll go.
Again.
I'll take our chances.
You want to take us on? Jay Kanzler.
Yeah, I'll throw
that is who
sick
you want
at you.
To talk with.
A few more I want to hit. I need to offer an apology. Sally Hamilton Duke, I was joking about, she talked about how great the view was in the Memphis Bass Pro Shop Hotel that overlooked the store.
You took a shot at her, didn't you?
I did. I said, what's the... You know, look out over store. She sent pictures. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know.
I'd love to say that.
So. Like, that's
pretty sorry,
sweet.
Sally Hamilton Duke. Tim can be kind of a jerk sometimes. And, you know, I really have nothing to say in his defense.
I apologize. I take it back. I'm not a jerk. I just had an opinion. Gabriel,
Gabriel basically
it real.
Compares all of the jokes made on this podcast to the
suffering
succotash joke.
He calls it right down the middle. Some are better than that joke. But that's the joke by which jokes on the podcast are
most
are
seem
measured.
To be better than that, except for my failed Keurig joke. That's
correct.
In dead last.
He beat that one up pretty
bad. He's like, that was.
So Gabe weighed in on the last episode. He said the Otis brothers splitting the business with one taking up and the other taking down was vastly superior to the succotash joke.
I like that
Who
joke.
Who said that?
That was mine.
Joke. That was Greg's?
That was Greg. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
This is a power play.
Yeah.
Like, and then finally, Todd Green posted and said, I feel like I would have caught it, but has it been announced yet, as we go into plugs here, when Greg's new special is coming out?
Let's talk about this.
We do not have a solid date. We are thinking early May, but that will, I'll know that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
And obviously we'll be talking
that
about
will
it.
Be fun.
Great special.
I was there.
I was there. One of the warmest audiences you'll see for a special.
Tim did warm up.
Tim warmed it up.
More of
warm.
A,
and
congratulations.
Greg just cooked it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And some of my spot will be in there or no?
No. Sorry about that, buddy.
Oh, they're wiping it? Okay.
Wouldn't you think they put a little bit of the...
It was just too funny, is what I heard.
From yeah.
Overkill.
And yeah. I tried to
they're
dial
trying to
it
make
down.
Me look good.
Yep. I
and,
get it.
Yeah, they just said it was just too funny.
I tried to dial it down, but Sean, you know how
I just,
that is.
As long as I get... I do know how that is, Tim. I just hope we get high rank on the credits, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I don't want to be like this back page where I'm like scrolling.
No.
Third name from the bottom.
No. Nate and then me.
It's usually in the thank yous. It's usually
Nate,
in the thank yous.
Me, Sean.
Wrong. Nate, Tim, and I next to each other.
Okay.
This is a joint thing here, Tim.
You guys putting yourself...
Although Tim was on the show.
Putting yourself over Abigail and Adrian?
Yeah, we've been around.
Okay. All right.
So that's not to take away from anything.
It's not taking away. Yeah.
My
but
dad?
It's like,
he's fantastic.
Your dad.
Sure, but like, we're the guys.
Your dad.
Yeah, I got you.
Dad would probably be watching The Salesman anyways.
All right.
Because he loved it.
Jerry Warren is on the same line as
oh,
us.
Oh, yeah, my dad, yeah. Yeah, my dad did like The Salesman and preferred it to a lot of other things I've done and has made that.
So funny. I think we don't know if we told this, but go ahead, Greg.
Made it known. We told this, didn't we?
I care. I think we did.
I came off stage.
Did on the pod.
I came
I don't
off
know
stage.
If we told this. We did. We're sorry.
And he was talking to my friend Howie, and I overheard him say, "You know, it's fine, but I prefer The Salesman."
5 minutes after he spends 2.5 years
and
of his life,
I shouldn't say that because I want people to watch. I think this special in some way might be better than The Salesman.
I agree.
I think it's might
just
be.
Like such a dad thing. Like that's just something I can see my dad doing.
Actually, I don't even know if he was compared to the one that I just did. But he was like, he was taking shots at Field Corn, which I thought was a good special, but he never cared for it that much.
Oh, not a fan.
Yeah,
huh?
I didn't think it was that great.
Wow.
He
wow,
didn't
man.
Say it, you know, the night of, but he's like, yeah. When Salesman came out, then he was like, I just never got that Field Corn stuff that you were doing.
So, yeah, Nate, then me and Sean, your dad can go.
So gotcha. Good, man. Jerry Warren, total legend.
Love it.
Just love the guy.
Why don't we get to some plugs?
Plugs, guys. Let's talk about it, Randy. Where are we going, everybody? Let's start. Greg and me, this coming Thursday, January 23rd, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Time Community Theater.
Yep.
Love it.
Oshkosh is known for what, Greg?
The Oshkosh Bagosh overalls.
There you go, buddy.
And great flooring, too.
Great flooring. Where do you, and their headquarters are where then, obviously?
In Oshkosh?
Atlanta.
Okay.
We don't know why. So we got that going on. Very weird. And then the day after that, the 24th of January, Greg and I will be in West Bend, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Very clear, West Bend. Not East Bend. Mm-mm. Or North or South. West Bend.
Okay.
And not just Bend. West Bend's.
It is greater Milwaukee, I believe.
We can say that, too.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, I think about 45 minutes outside of Milwaukee.
So that'll be this Thursday and Friday. And then what do we got coming down the chute here? We have Tim and Greg, February 8th, Lincoln Theater, Bellevue, Illinois.
Yeah.
Belleville,
Illinois. We're not going to be in a mental institution.
That is why I said that.
Yeah.
Not even kidding. Trying to make a bad mental institution joke. Yeah. And Greg saved that from happening. So.
I'm surprised Tim didn't try to make a magazine cover out of that. These guys are nuts.
He takes a shot and then I get hit.
They show us in like a
straitjacket.
Straitjacket. These guys are crazy.
You never know what they're going to do.
I know we're
always something up their sleeve.
I know we're in a mental institution garb, but why do we also have to be in a shopping cart? I don't think that fits, Tim. You skipped one, buddy. We are, Tim and I are also in Richmond, Virginia.
I was getting to that. Sorry. I wrote it out of order.
Okay.
I swear to God.
All right.
Makes it interesting. Right. Keep people getting
It's my way. Yeah. Oh, you are in Richmond.
Yeah.
With Greg. All right. I didn't know. Well, even better. So then Greg, Tim, Richmond Funny Bone, Richmond, Virginia. Let's talk about Virginia for a minute.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Virginia. You know what? I'm here to help people learn.
Okay.
So you know what we're going to take a couple minutes. And we're going to test your knowledge on Virginia.
Sure.
All right.
Because you guys just know it all. I'm just the dum-dum. So let's just see what you two have.
Okay.
Question. Here we go. There are 8 presidents that were born in Virginia. Can you guys name 2 of them?
Jefferson.
Oh, I was going to say that.
You got 1. There's eight more. We're not shooting for the stars here. Eight presidents born in Virginia. Can you name one other one? Because you guys are smart and I'm dumb.
I mean, I got Jefferson.
Yeah, that's pretty good. He was born there, Jefferson?
Yeah.
You thought he was one of the early.
There's, I mean, there's like three of them that are pretty much. I'm kind of surprised. I got two on my own. So
you did?
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm kind of surprised. Like, when you know the answer to the second one I'm going to say, it's actually, this is not looking good for you guys. And my plan is working.
Okay.
We're going to go with George Washington, folks.
He was born there?
He wasn't born in Arizona. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, of course he was born there. So.
I don't think there was an Arizona.
That's
that point.
The point, fathead. No reason. No reason at all. And my head's bigger. So. And my head's bigger.
Tyler?
So. What's that?
Tyler?
That's a guess. No. Yeah. Taylor. Zachary Taylor.
That's what I meant.
We'll just knock him off. Yeah,
John Tyler, but Zachary Taylor.
Zachary Taylor, of
James
course.
Madison, James Monroe.
Yeah. Madison, I should have got.
William Henry Harrison and Woodrow Wilson. Born in Virginia.
Woodrow Wilson, huh?
Yeah. What's the capital of Virginia, guys? 3 seconds.
D.C.
Richmond.
Oh, my God. Tim just said D.C.
D.C. is not part of Virginia.
That just
I know.
Beat
it's the capital. Of
that just
yeah,
beat the 390,
man.
Guys.
That's 390.
That just.
That's 390.
You just 390'd. No, you just pulled a 390.
Wait a minute. I don't think it's D.C. I think the capital of Virginia is Missouri.
I would almost accept that answer over D.C.
It's all right.
And isn't your wife from Virginia?
My God, oh, no.
She lived in Richmond.
D.C. is the nation's capital. You're right. I apologize.
Listen,
in Richmond.
Buddy.
I saw the whole thing.
Hey, man.
I'm really, really sorry.
We all have those 390 moments.
Yeah.
And this is yours.
I had it in the car. Today is your day. Yeah. Cancel the 390 t-shirts. Put in the D.C. capital of Virginia.
What a moron.
Did we answer the capital of Virginia?
You said
capital. I was laughing too hard.
I just jumped in.
Is it Charlottesville? Or is it Richmond?
It's
is it
Richmond,
Charlottesville?
Isn't it?
Richmond.
Yeah. Okay. I said Richmond
man,
before.
Are you guys sure you don't want me to go with you here? This is getting a little wobbly, Randy.
There are
worried
not
about
a lot
the
of
guys
topics.
Here.
I would have said I'd rather not.
Two more things and we're going to shut it down. Now, this one I expect no one to know. So let's just have fun with it. What's the state flower of? Just take a shot. Just take a shot. Greg knows trees, so he's going to probably know flowers soon.
The sunflower.
It's the dogwood.
Oh, it's a good one.
And what's their state motto?
I think that might be Missouri's.
Dogwood is the Missouri state tree. There's a dogwood tree and a dogwood flower.
Now this is what I'm talking about. Okay. Greg is taking something that was bad and making it good. Tim is just gone bad to bad.
The motto is...
It's a very fun, silly one.
Our capital should have been D.C.
Quality is job one.
Quality is job one.
Guys, Virginia is for lovers.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, course,
man.
Randy.
Man.
So you can see those guys and their highly educated Virginia knowledge / D.C., capital of Virginia or the United States. We don't know. January 31st, February.
All of us demonstrated some stupidity this episode.
Sean
may have been the least, but...
I still pulled some dumb stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We have been the consumers. Welcome to D.C., the capital of Virginia.
Go Bills!
Go Bills.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.